in to a very special episode of the Hockey Talk Show where we are going to talk about this Toronto Islanders John Tavares thing and wrap it all up for once, because Toronto is filled with a lot of hypocritical people, a lot of hypocritical people. And the Islander fans are being made to feel bad, and I can't stand it. We put it to rest on this episode of the Hockey Talk Show. I've been kind of sitting on this for a little while now because when Sean Avery went out and did his thing, everybody wanted me to address it. And I was like, nah, I'm kind of above it. It's the most hypocritical thing I've ever seen, Sean Avery talking about it. And then John Tavares goes back up to Toronto and everybody's holding his hand there. And they're talking all this stuff about, look at how nice we treat our players. And there was a huge applause for him, and they had this whole day and put him on center ice and put the spotlight on him and did all these things. And the level of hypocrisy, makes me sick. And I'm calling everybody out on it right now, and I'm telling Islander fans, you should not be made to feel bad. Islander fans did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. There's one caveat in that. And I said this on a previous Hockey Talk Show, and I mean this. I don't condone throwing things on the ice or at the players. I can't get behind that no matter what. I'm sorry. Okay? I just can't get behind that whatsoever. Here's the thing. When it comes to throwing things on the ice, it's never a good idea. This is coming from a former employee of the National Hockey League of the New York Islanders. It's just not a good idea. But I will say this. I don't judge an entire fan base off of one or two idiots, okay? And I never will. I never will. But to sit there and list throwing jerseys, throwing snakes, the booing, all this stuff as reasons why Islander fans should feel bad about themselves makes me sick. And it's being propagandized by the Toronto media, and it is a horrific, horrific double standard. And I'm not just talking crazy. I have evidence. I have proof why this is hypocritical. Let's hop in. Do you remember a player by the name of Phil Kessel? Do you remember the treatment that Phil Kessel received when he was a Toronto Maple Leaf? Especially towards the end of his career, especially towards the end of his time with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Do you remember this? He was treated horrifically, maybe some of the worst treatment of a player by a franchise that I have ever seen. And now we have to sit here and listen to Toronto media and Toronto fans and Sean Avery talk about how awful New York Islander fans are? Give me a break. Give me a break. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. They're all a pack of hypocrites. And we're going to get into why. Let's go with Exhibit A. This is an article from CTV News, dated back October 31st, 2015. This is the first time Phil Kessel returned to Toronto in a Pittsburgh Penguins uniform. How was he greeted, Ant? With mass applause? With a big thank you video? How was he greeted, Ant? He was booed consistently throughout the entire game. Consistently. And there was absolutely no video. Yeah, oh yeah, by the classiest organization that welcomed John Tavares back with open arms and put a big spotlight on John Tavares and gave John Tavares a franchise hug. Oh, little boy, it's okay, John Tavares. We'll give you a hug. We'll put the spotlight on you. They didn't even have the common courtesy to acknowledge a guy who led their team in scoring. I don't know, something crazy, like in all of the NHL, like only four people scored more points than Phil Kessel did with his time during the Maple Leafs. And how did the Toronto Maple Leafs respond to that? No video, no acknowledgement, and the fans did nothing but boo him. They did nothing but boo him. Bring the article back up. Phil Kessel heard plenty of wide-ranging boos as previous Maple Leaf seasons went awry. In his return to Air Canada Center, they were directed at him. Fans booed Kessel each time he touched a puck in his first game back with the Pittsburgh Penguins since his complicated Toronto tenure came to a close with a July 1st trade. Kessel didn't score but played 1807 of a 4-0 Penguins rout Saturday night, their fourth victory in a row and seventh in their past eight games. His former team lost at six straight to fall to 1-7-2. There was no sort of video tribute or acknowledgement of Kessel, despite him being the franchise's best player of this era. Aside from the boos, his return went on by without a whimper. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're going to sit there and you're going to criticize how Islander fans welcome back a guy who signed with another franchise, got up and left. And listen, I don't hold anything against John Tavares. You want to go home and play where you want to go? That's fine with me. I know Islander fans would have preferred he stay, but he didn't. Nobody's here to change your mind. Nobody is here to say John Tavares should have stayed. He had no right to leave. He had every right to leave. Nobody is saying that. But you cannot sit here and go, well, they treated him horribly. Look at how the Maple Leafs and Maple Leafs fans treated Phil Kessel. And by the way, Phil Kessel didn't leave via free agency. He didn't leave of his own volition. He was traded. He was forced out. Here's a guy who did nothing but sweat and break his ass for that franchise. And how is he thanked? With constant booing, with no acknowledgement. You have got to be kidding me to sit here and go, how could Islander fans do that? Look at you. Look at you, Toronto Maple Leafs fans. Look at you, Toronto Maple Leafs franchise, acting like you guys are all that great because you put a spotlight on John Tavares and everybody got up and applauded for him. Your conduct is disgusting. Disgusting. Ask Brian Burke about Phil Kessel's treatment during his time in Toronto. You people are disgusting, and you're hypocrites above all else. Sit there talking about, oh, poor John Tavares. We'll clap for you. Give me a break. Now, by the way, I have no problem with the Maple Leafs putting a big fat hug on Tavares when he gets back. That's your guy. Stand by your guy. The Leafs fans have every right to boo, have every right to cheer Tavares, just like the Islander fans had every right to boo him. It's all fair games. It's all part of being fans. It's the implication of how dare the Islander. It's the thing of the Islander fans are made to feel less than that drives me up a wall. It drives me absolutely crazy. Well, Ant, that may be they, you know, okay, sure, fine. Okay, but you can't excuse the people that threw stuff on the ice. They threw snakes and they threw a jersey at them. That's disgusting behavior, and we would never do that, Ant. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Let's take a look at Exhibit B. There it is, right there. Phil Kessel's jersey on the ice. His jersey was thrown on the ice while he was still a Toronto Maple Leaf. It had to be picked up, camera all up in his face. Don't tell me that Islander fans should feel bad about themselves. Take a look in the mirror. Take a look in the mirror. And I'm talking about every single Toronto Maple Leaf fan and every single Toronto Maple Leaf that had an attitude this past week and a half talking about how dare you, Islander fans. How dare you? Now, if you didn't criticize, if you were one of these people that didn't, hey, God bless. I'm not talking about you. But I heard an awful lot of Toronto media right? Not associated with the team. An awful lot of Toronto media in the last couple days go, oh, well, how dare those guys down there in Long Island do that? And I didn't hear one person, not one person say, I don't agree with what the Islander fans did, but you can't really say much because look at how Toronto treated Phil Kessel. Not one person. Why am I doing this video right now? Why is this the episode of the Hockey Talk Show for tonight, Wednesday, March 6th? Because I'm disgusted by the hypocrisy involved. If you're not going to say it, then I will say it. And I will count on all the Islander fans to share this video and point out just how hypocritical you can be. Because this is exactly what happened. Everybody pointed their fingers down at Islander fans, and nobody said peep about the absolute disgusting way in which Phil Kessel was treated. Now, again, I'm on record on past shows saying, I don't even think that we should be doing these videos for guys when they leave a team. It doesn't make sense. You know, all this, I don't hate this touchy-feely stuff. If you're retiring, video all day. If you're still active in the league, maybe we don't need a video. So I'm not even that mad that Toronto didn't do a video. I'm mad at the people that are like, they booed him during the video. How dare they? What kind of people are they? What kind of people are you? What kind of people are you? You disgust me. You disgust me. The double standard is insane. And I'm not going to stand for it. And I'm tired of Islander fans being made to feel like they are less than. You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. By the way, if that article wasn't enough for you, I have the clip. I have the clip of the game. Here's Phil Kessel, first game back, getting booed, getting his face booed off.
Malkin, Crosby, hard across. Kessel couldn't take that pass. Hornqvist couldn't put it in. Taken down, then taken up.
There were the boos. And all game long, I will say this about Toronto. I will say this. At least they didn't boo him during his thank you video in return. Oh, no, that's right. There was no thank you video because the people in the Toronto Maple Leafs organization acted completely classless during this time. I don't want to criticize the folks that are there now. I don't know them. I don't know if they're still the same people as it was then. But, you know, come on. He who live in glass houses. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't sit there and be all, how dare they, when you guys did it absolutely worse. And to me, what makes Toronto even worse, the guy never asked to leave. He was happy to be there. He came there. He signed an extension. He wanted to be a Maple Leaf. You and your media and your bad way of running a franchise were the ones who forced him out. And instead of taking it out on management, who deserved the wrath, you booed him, who did nothing but play his rear end off. Did he have a little hard time with the coach? Yeah. Did he run into issues with the media? Yeah. And look what you did to him. Look what you did. Look at how you spun it. You make me sick. Now, Sean Avery is one of the most disgusting human beings. His behavior is awful. And I never played the video. And I appreciate everybody who sent me the video of him cursing out Islander fans and calling them disgusting and all this and that. You got some nerve, Sean Avery. You got some nerve, bro. You got to be kidding me. You were awful as a player. Awful. Your behavior, disgusting. Completely disgusting. Case in point, take a look at the screen. This happens to be a person that is well-respected in the hockey community. I don't know if they want their name splattered all over the show as a point of preference. I mean, they put it on Twitter. I'm just going to keep the name out of it. Most of you who know who this is. But this is a person very well-respected in the industry. And he writes, Sean Avery, after a preseason game at the Coliseum that he wasn't in, made a scene in the locker room hallway, talked garbage, challenged New York Islander suits, not players, people who worked in the organization. I was one of the people that worked for a team in the National Hockey League. We are not there to fight with the players. He challenged normal averaged everyday people to a fight. The New York Rangers were so embarrassed, his own teammates, general manager, and head coach apologized. And we're going to sit there and we're going to take this guy's video at his word? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I have never seen something so outrageously ridiculous. And then I have to hear people go, well, he's kind of got a point. Are you kidding me? Look, look, if Marty Brodeur says something, right? Lady Bing trophy winners say something. Okay, I could listen to that. But we're talking about Sean Avery here. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I'm tired of people acting like John Tavares did this organization a favor and that we should be thankful and kiss his rear end for leaving. It ain't personal. He had every right to go. We don't have to sit there and like it. Again, I don't condone throwing things on the ice, but being booed during the video, being booed all game long, Islander fans had every right to do that and then some. They should have booed every second he was in the building. The only time they should have stopped booing was if the Islanders scored. They had every right to do it. And I'm sick and tired of Islander fans being made to feel less than because of their feelings. You have every right. The chants, the boos, the signs. I stopped short of throwing stuff at him and at the ice. But everything else is fair game, man. You want to run over jerseys in the parking lots? You want to burn jerseys? Look, that ain't my thing, but I'm not going to stop you from doing it, and I'm not going to judge you for doing it either. The New York Islander fan base is a tremendous fan base. And I say that not because I live on Long Island. I say that because I worked for this franchise, and I got to see this thing inside and out during my time with the team. These are great people that have supported a franchise through one bad owner after the next. Okay? There's no better. There is no better fan base than the New York Islander fan base. And to sit there and take Sean Avery's word, and I'm talking about not just fans, but people in the media. People in the media who stood up to Sean Avery and then got knocked down because of it. You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be. Anybody that gave Sean Avery any bit of credence has zero legitimacy in my eyes. Zero. He made no good points, and neither did anybody else that criticized this fan base. Again, just short of throwing stuff at the guy and on the ice. I don't agree with that. All right? That's it. That's all I got. Now, I hope if you're an Islander fan, you share this video, because this should be seen by every single Islander fan out there. You should not feel bad. John Tavares and the Toronto Maple Leafs come back April 1st. The New York Islanders are in a fight for the Metro Division, which is so tight, and it's very exciting. And the team has done some great things. They should be proud, and he should be booed again every single time. And if he goes back to Toronto and they want to give him a big old hug, put a spotlight on him and all this garbage, then so be it. Go ahead. It's your right. But don't sit there on this show and this Twitter and that thing and go, how dare those Islander fans? How dare you? How dare you criticize one of the absolute best franchises, best fan bases in the National Hockey League? I don't know if anybody's had to go through what this fan base has had to go through over the years, and none of it was their fault. And they're still there buying jerseys, buying hats, buying season tickets. They're still there. I applaud you. I think you're wonderful. I don't think that there's anything wrong with you. I think there's something wrong with people that point at you and say, how dare they, when they did stuff far worse. Far worse. Now that's it. I'm done. This is the Hockey Talk Show. Share this video. I'm over.